2015 was, sadly, a year for mass shootings. There were attacks on a church, schools, gathering spots, and workplaces. And it prompted many employers to do something new, to prepare their employees for active shooter situations. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
Until about a decade ago, workplace security focused mostly on preventing theft. Now it includes dealing with incidents like this.
911, what's the address of the emergency?
1675 Airport Road, I've been shot.
Hey, who did it, sir?
I don't know. Unknown gunman, he got a shotgun, I've been shot.
As the security guard on the line loses blood and fades in and out, the call captures the panic and chaos at a FedEx facility in Georgia where a shooter injured 6 2 years ago. James McGinty is vice president of training for Covenant Security Services and consultant to the Department of Homeland Security.
Active shooter has been kind of my life since 1999.
That's the year the Columbine High School killings changed the way police, schools, and workplaces handle active shooters. Definitions of what that is can vary, making data hard to collect. The FBI defines it as someone actively killing or attempting to kill people in a confined and populated area. There were 160 such incidents between 2000 and 2013. McGinty says employers realize they're a prime target.
75% to 80% of your businesses are looking to now do some type of armed intruder slash active shooter policy, procedure, and training.
Insurance companies may encourage active shooter training to limit an employer's liability. Some in the chemical or nuclear power industry might be required by law. But it's also a sensitive matter. No company I reached out to was willing to discuss their training on the record. Some employers partner with local law enforcement. Houston's police department, for example, offers its own video.
If you were ever to find yourself in the middle of an active shooter event, your survival may depend on whether or not you have a plan.
The video suggests running, if you can, out of the building with your hands up.
Act quickly and quietly. Try to secure your hiding place the best you can.
It advises turning off the lights and your cell phone ringer if hiding. Or, as a last resort, ganging up on an assailant. Lawrence Barton is a threat consultant and trainer who works with the FBI. He says striking a balance is hard.
How do you create awareness without creating paranoia?
He says employers are receiving more threats, increasingly made through social media or underground internet services that allow people to send anonymous encrypted messages.
About a dozen threats per week for the Fortune 100 is average.
The vast majority are handled quietly without incident or publicity. Workplace shootings create a big challenge for employers. As they try to identify unstable employees and deal with them before something bad happens, they must weigh a worker's medical privacy and other rights against the safety of other workers. Barton has another concern, that some training courses create false expectations that workers can handle active shooters themselves.
This cottage industry is out offering 1 and 2 day seminars on how to deal with the active shooter. And this is crazy. This is absolutely, in my opinion, totally inappropriate.
It's the police, he says, who should deal with shooters. Don Alwis agrees. He's an instructor for the National Tactical Officers Association. He says many trainings are done in concert with local police, but none of it is effective if people don't heed the lessons learned from past shootings.
Sometimes we learn the lessons, but they tend to fall out of our minds as we get back to normal activities. Someone paid for those lessons, usually in blood.
The San Bernardino facility attacked in December conducted monthly active shooter trainings. One might be tempted to say it didn't work, but Alwis says it's hard to know. More might have died that day without it. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.